We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was the Sultans of String from their CD Move. The song was called Montreal. It's a 2012 Factor Ontario Toronto Council for the Arts release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the eclectic chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now let's hear one more almost live in studio seat performance from the two visiting Sultans of String, Chris McCool and Kevin La Liberté. Let's hear A Nooting Sunrise. We are almost live in Studio C with Chris McCool. Say it for me. I really like
You're
saying McCool.
McCool.
Well, you say it properly then.
Oh, Chris McCool.
So here, and then Kevin La Liberté.
Nice.
You can say it properly for me too.
You just did.
I did?
That's great.
Oh, it's a miracle. So the French people aren't going to kill me yet, right? They'll let me in for a visit.
They'll love you.
Okay. Who are two of the founders, main driving force of the Sultans of String. And they have graced our presence here in Studio C and gave us even a few little live performances. Thank you so much, gentlemen. You have a new CD. Is it out yet or is it just about to be out?
It's being released September 7th.
Oh, so we are really previewing this way ahead of time.
You are the very first. Actually, it's not true. You are the second person on the planet to receive this CD.
This CD is called Symphony! Exclamation point. I love it. Symphony. And it is with a 55-piece orchestra under the direction of Jamie Hopkins, a conductor. And this, once again, it's a Factor Canadian Council for the Arts release.
We released it, but...
It's a self-release then, really.
It started off as a self-release, but what those logos on the back mean, in Canada we have some arts councils that can help funding albums. So they have... We received some funding from Toronto Arts Council, Ontario Arts Council, Canada Council.
That's right, I did.
Factor.
I even said all those names when I read the back of your...
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that they all jumped on board to help out. It's partly because it's such an enormous project. It's about 3 years in the making to gather 55 orchestral musicians. It's not the easiest thing I've ever done. It's quite possibly...
On a budget?
it's probably more expensive and harder than all the other CDs put together to do it. But it was really a labor of love and something I really wanted to accomplish. And then after we finished it, that's when Bob Frank, who is the president of Koch E1 in the U.S., heard it, and he started up a new label that's distributed through Sony Red in the U.S. So this is the very first time we're going to have distribution in your country, which is fantastic. We're really excited about it.
You are on your way to Chicago. Where points south after that and then back up north?
We're playing all over Chicago. We're playing in Downers Grove, and we're playing on Rich Warren's folk stage radio show. We're playing in Woodstock, the Woodstock Folk Festival, which I'm really excited
about. That's
New
York.
Even though it's not the Woodstock of, you know, 1968, the super famous Woodstock Folk Festival is in Woodstock, New York.
Oh, this is Woodstock in Chicago,
yeah,
in Illinois?
Yeah, Chicago. But when they said, do you want to play Woodstock Folk Festival? I was like, yeah.
Cool.
Great. Then we're playing in Danville, Indiana. We're playing in Indianapolis, Champaign-Urbana, Fairfield, Iowa, St. Louis, and Rockford, Illinois, and then we're heading home. It's really exciting for us to tour in the Midwest. It's our very first time, actually. Oh, well, almost. We performed at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago a couple of months ago. But aside from that, this is our.
Well, you've really never toured the U.S. Oh, you're gonna have fun.
It's really fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, we're having.
I have yet to hear the Sultans of String Luna, which is the first CD. Mm-hmm. I never had this. So I thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
I can't thank you enough.
Thank you.
We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That once again was the Sultans of String from their CD Luna, the 2007 Factor Ontario release. That was their debut CD, Luna. We heard two. We heard that title track, Luna, and we heard Kitchen Party. I really liked that. It was really fun having those guys in the station. I hope they come back someday soon. Kevin La Liberté and Chris McCool, my visiting Sultans of String. Thank you, gentlemen. We will hear some more from other CDs of theirs later in the hour. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the Eclectic Chair on my website, radiochair.com. And now for that, what does Rod Bieber call it? That musical left turn. Let's check out my pal from Dunwoody, Georgia. Let's hear from Jefferson Ross.
Two horses pull my carriage, one is black and one is white. One races on to Babylon and one pulls to the right. I want to leave behind the darkness and soar into the light. The two horses pull my carriage, one is black and one is white. I saw him there sitting on the stairs, that's that old whiskey priest, with a Bible in his hand and a bottle at his feet. He hung his head just like he wore a halo made of stone, and said, "Brother, I'm just trying to make it home." But two horses pull my carriage, one is black and one is white. One races on to Babylon and one pulls to the right. I want to leave behind the darkness and soar into the light. Two horses pull my carriage, one is black and one is white. Well, I grabbed him by the elbow and I tried to help him stand. He looked off in the distance, made it to the promised land. I asked if I could help him, and he mumbled something low, and said, "Thank you, sir, I know which way to go." But two horses pull my carriage, one is black and one is white. One races on to Babylon and one pulls to the right. I want to leave behind the darkness and soar into the light. But two horses pull my carriage, one is black and I want to leave behind the darkness and soar into the light. But two horses pull on my carriage, one is black and one is white. Choir last week, we don't know where she's gone. Her husband, who's a tenor, got caught with a baritone. Now all of my curious cousins want to grab me on the phone. I think I'll take a boat to Iceland. Family drama is a tragedy. They keep calling and squalling and laying that trip on me. Lordy mama, why don't you let me be? That's why they call it family drama, not family comedy. My daddy swears his cardiac prognosis is quite grim. My mom complains of cataracts, her worldview is quite dim. But they are hypochondriacs who send me around the bend. Iceland is too close, how about Uganda? Family drama is a tragedy. They keep calling and squalling and laying that trip on me.
Lordy mama, why don't you let me be? That's why they call it family drama, not family comedy. My sister's wedding ring is missing. Now her son got caught shoplifting. Someone saw her daughter kissing the teacher last week. And his Uncle Jim and Uncle Tim, who were sadly born Siamese twins. Now Jim just voted Republican. Now they don't speak. The IRS is asking questions about my cousin Pam. Seems she's diverted millions from our dear old Uncle Sam. And I used to be the black sheep, but now she's on the lam. I think I'll stick around and watch this. Family drama is a tragedy. It's too brutal and gut-wrenching for TV. Lordy mama, why don't you let me be? That's why they call it family drama, not family comedy. Family drama, family drama, family drama, family. My girlfriend says, hey boyfriend, you are way behind. You gotta get your name out there, put your face online. She says you'll be in cyber high society. Well, it's 3 a.m. and all that I can see are people posting pictures of their dogs and cats, their breakfast and their dinner and their sweet rugrats. Although I can't stop staring, I think that I'm in hell with people posting pictures of themselves. She says that it's the only way to sell your book. Just get 10,000 of your friends to take a look. She says it's fascinating, it's like you're on TV. Well, it's 4 a.m. and all that I can see are people posting pictures of their dogs and cats, the breakfast and their dinner and their sweet rugrats. Although I can't stop staring, I think that I'm in hell with people posting pictures of themselves. Says this site will change your life in all you do. You're quotable and totable, free guru. It's the brand new enlightenment and immortality. Well, it's 5 a.m. and all that I can see are people posting pictures of their dogs and cats, the breakfast and their dinner and their sweet rugrats. Although I can't stop staring, think that I'm in hell with people posting pictures of themselves. People posting pictures of their dogs and cats, the breakfast and their dinner and their sweet rugrats. Although I can't stop staring, think that I'm in hell with people posting pictures of themselves. People posting pictures of their dogs and cats, the breakfast and their dinner and their sweet.
Run it. trick of my sleeve always leaves me wanting for more. And if that don't please, then someone tell me, what can I be true to my baby? And why not promise more than just maybe? Maybe I won't do it again. Don't ask me where I'm going. I'm coming straight for your heart. Hearts are beating drums, minds predictable and numb. And mom and dad don't know who we've become. How could we be so dumb?
We're seated on the eclectic chair. I'm your host, Trish Lewis. That was Road to Karmishki. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's from the wonderful CD of Sultans of String, their latest endeavor coming out in September called Symphony. It's a 2013 Factor Canadian Council for the Arts release, Symphony. The song was Road to Karmishki. We will hear one more from them in a moment, Sultans of String. I hope they're having a great time in Chicago. And we heard Jenna and Jesse, When We Were Young, and I Won't Do It Again. Jenna and Jesse, they will be live at a free event at BMO's August 8th at 9 o'clock. We heard When We Were Young, and I Won't Do It Again. Jenna and Jesse, those are previews from a new release coming out. Their CD is called Give and Take, Jenna and Jesse. We will be featuring Give and Take and another preview song on next week's show. Jenna and Jesse, like I said, they'll be live at BMO's, a free event, August 8th at 9 o'clock. And let's see, we heard my pal Jefferson Ross. We heard three in a row. We heard People Posting Pictures, Family Drama, and Two Horses. Three of his short humorous songs. I promise we'll get to Jefferson Ross next week with a couple more serious endeavors. Jefferson Ross's CD is called Isle of Hope. It's a 2013 Deep Fried Disc release. You may find the link to any artist you hear on the chair on my website, radiochair.com. Now I'd like to hear at least one more from the Sultans of String CD called Symphony. I'd like to hear Chris McCool's song to his wife, Will You Marry Me? It says here, the orchestra and backup singers Dala were not available the day I proposed to my wife, but she said yes anyway. Good for you, Chris McCool. And I hope the Sultans of String make a return visit someday soon. Now you know what I want you to do. Remain seated.
Ever since I felt your hand fold so gently into mine, and the beauty of your soul sent a shiver down my spine, I have wondered as I blundered, and my hungry heart has thundered, will you carry me, this scary me, this hairy me, contrary me? Tell me, could you, should you, would you, will you marry me? I have seen you play with street kids in Peru and in Belize, floating out to Baffin Island, your eyes tearing in the breeze, while my heart sailed away, flailed away. Sometimes it should be jailed away for feeling so, reeling so, revealing on my kneeling so. Tell me, could you, should you, would you, will you marry me? Johnson dress. Tell me what I need to learn to turn your yearning to a yes. For me to rock you, unlock you, AM radio shock jock you, help you reach your goals, free your soul, heart to last can make us whole. Tell me, could you, should you, would you, will you marry? Tell me, could you, should you?
Mississippi, I knew an old blind man. This is what he told me when I tried to lend a hand. I go by Theo. Yeah, I go by Theo. The only way I know what's real, people, I go by Theo. People always ask me about the blues I play. I say it just comes through me. I don't know no other way. I go by feel. I go by feel. The only way I know what's real. Hey, I go by feel. Sometimes it seems like a mystery. I just close my eyes and it comes to me. It's something I don't even understand. I just open my heart and it flows right through my hands. Listen to me. And I want to F his love. All the proof I need is right there in her touch. I go by feel. The only way I know what's real. Hey, I go by feel. I go by feel. People, I go by feel. The only way I know if it's real. Hey, I go by feel. Mama, you're looking real sharp. Walking by my house just before dark. You got something will make a yard bird jump a cat. Oh, you know I could die happy. If you just give me some of that. I dig your pretty blue dress and your real pretty smile. Won't you come on in and stay with me a while? I'm not a young man, but I'm still young at heart. Oh, you know I could die happy if you let that loving start. cost to live a whole lot more. But before I go to heaven, I got to slip in heaven's door. Oh, but I ain't cold, and I damn sure ain't dead. I could die happy if you just hop up here on my bed. Yeah, I could die real happy. You gonna miss me when I'm dead.
You guys know the routine. I just hate to turn that down right away. That is Josie behind me from the CD Move, the Sultans of String 2012 Factor Toronto, Ontario Council for the Arts release. It was fun having them guys in the studio this week. We heard a little preview of Buddy Guy's new release, Rhythm and Blues. We heard I Could Die Happy from the Blues disc, and we heard I Go By Feel from the Rhythm disc. The 2013 RCA Sony release, Buddy Guy, Rhythm and Blues. And we heard one more from Sultans of String. We heard Will You Marry Me from Symphony, a 2013 Factor Council for the Arts release. So much fun. We're putting that chair back upside down on the table again already. The Eclectic Chair is produced in the studios of WUCX-FM, Delta College Quality Public Radio. If you'd like a playlist or have a question or comment about today's show, this has been chair number 380. Email me, I love email, at radiochair@gmail.com. That's radiochair@gmail.com. Or you may see the playlist online, you know where, radiochair.com. If you prefer, go ahead and send me a self-addressed stamped envelope for a playlist to the Chair's Post Office Box 25, Bay City, Michigan, 48707. If you're a musician here that would like to be heard here on the Chair, do send me a CD or a sample of your work, including your contact information, and I promise to listen to whatever you send my way with big ears and an open heart. That's P.O. Box 25, Bay City, MI 48707. This week, the Eclectic Chair's opening music is courtesy of Sultans of String, Chris McCool, and Kevin La Liberté. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Howard Sharper, for your original executive production. Thank you, Mr. Ron McNew, for your technical, spiritual, and enthusiastic lack of menu advice. I couldn't do it without you. Thank you for listening, and be sure to take a seat on the next Eclectic Chair, right here on this fine public radio station, in 6 days and 22 hours. If the fates allow. Peace.